This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents today are formally ushering in the beginning of historic peace talks aimed at ending two decades of war in Afghanistan. Among those on hand in Doha are U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants the choice of your political system is yours to make. The actual talks are set to start tomorrow. Pompeo said after nearly 20 years of fighting, an endurable peace is possible. The head of Afghanistan's peace council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, what he called the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Analysts say that although getting both sides to the negotiating table was an achievement, this does not mean the path to peace will be easy. Reuters reports that the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen early today attacked two targets in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying the coalition carried out 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp in the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus and specifically targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders at the camp. Bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Wildfires continue their sweep through the western states of California, Oregon, and Washington. Millions of acres have been lost, and the death count is on the rise. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says dozens of people are missing in her state. Tens of thousands have been evacuated from their homes. Hundreds of thousands of others have been told to ready themselves for evacuation as well. Though weather conditions are easing, flames have been threatening areas near Portland and Oregon's capital of Salem. More than 1,500 square miles have been scorched, nearly twice the area affected by fire in a typical year in Oregon. The major worry now is that two major fires in the state will merge, posing an even greater danger to Oregon's most populated region around the city of Portland. Via remote, this is VOA News. In California, there is a search for victims north of San Francisco, even as nearly 15,000 firefighters battle more than two dozen blazes across the northern part of the state. The deadliest so far has claimed at least 9 lives, but 19 people are reported unaccounted for. Many of the places to be searched remain too hot for rescue teams to enter. 5 of the 10 largest fires in California history are still burning, and this is just the beginning of the fall fire season. More than 3 million acres have been affected so far. 9 lives are reported lost, but that number figures to rise as emergency personnel enter burned-out areas. In neighboring Washington, Governor Jay Inslee says flames the past 5 days have made this his state's second worst fire season ever. He blamed the effects of climate change, saying, quote, "This is not an act of God. This has happened because we have changed the climate." Princess Leonor, the 14-year-old heir to the Spanish throne, has gone into quarantine after a school classmate tested positive for COVID-19. The word comes today from the royal household. 8 million Spanish children returned to classes this week, but some schools have closed in the wake of positive tests. Spain reported 4,700 new infections on Friday, pushing its total case count over 566,000, the highest in Western Europe. The country's death toll is closing in on 30,000. For the second straight day, India is reporting a record daily jump in new coronavirus cases, 97,570. India is the pandemic's second worst affected country, trailing only the United States, which has more than 6.4 million infections. India's caseload has grown to almost 4.7 million. The growth in infections there is faster than anywhere else in the world, as cases surge through urban and rural areas. The western state of Maharashtra has been especially hard hit, with total confirmed cases breaching the 1 million mark late yesterday, making it the first state or province anywhere in the world to cross that grim milestone. All of this evidence of COVID's relentless assault on the world and its people. The numbers from the Johns Hopkins University running tally, nearly 28.5 million infections at a cost of more than 915,000 lives lost. Canada has announced some good news, saying that yesterday it suffered no COVID-19 deaths in the previous 24 hours, for the first time since March 15th. Still, with most provinces easing lockdown restrictions and as schools reopen, Canada's infections have seen a mild pickup in recent days, and authorities have been on high alert to avoid fresh outbreaks, and provinces including British Columbia have imposed new curbs to tackle the spread of the virus. Canada's case number is 137,000, with over 9,100 fatalities. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.